two from the good black man, and we're a winner. And everybody knows the two, we just keep on pushing, like your leaders tell you to. At last that blessed day has come, and I don't care where you come from, we're all moving on up, Lord have mercy, we're moving on up, moving on up, woo.
Welcome back to The Political Strategist. This is your program host, your podcast host, rather, Brenda K. Sanders. I'm back on the program. I'm so disappointed with, I'm thankful. I'm very grateful this day because I did survive a very extreme, vicious chemical attack last night. I don't know what the technology is, but the chemicals are apparently already in my airspace. I have two big cell towers right by my house, and I believe that the microwave radiation is so strong here that when I cook, and I did cook, and if you bake, it's not as bad, but cooking on top of the stove, I didn't do it, my nephew, I believe unknowingly cooked some vegetables on top of the stove. It's lethal, almost could be lethal. And I believe it could be lethal for a more frail type individual. Thank God I have more, been deemed pretty healthy in my last doctor's visit. Healthy is the word the doctor used. And so I believe I was able to overcome the attack. And one thing I'm learning to do is escape immediately out of this attack. But this attack was brutal in my airspace, in my environment. Oftentimes when I've done it before, tried to just drive out of it, it doesn't happen. It's a brutal chemical attack. It's mimics suffocation, where you have a feeling of suffocation as if someone has put the toilet tissue up to your nose and leaves it there. Very brutal, very, very cruel attack. And while I try to discard some of the sensation of the attacks, I just pray for my dog, who has no mask on, who has nothing. And so that was what it was last night. Very brutal attack. And I am going to say this. I know it will be confirmed by someone one day, but I have the chemicals came out of the electronic devices. And then the cell towers that are next door to me. It makes it a very, very difficult breathing environment. Have I attempted to leave? Yes, several times I've left my own house to escape these very brutal and cruel chemical attacks. Very several times, and then I have to report them. It's difficult to report them when you feel like you're suffocating. And so I have to catch up on my reporting, because to the EPA, to the FBI, these are actually murder attempts, because the attacks are so invasive and brutal that it could kill a little bit more of a frail person. And then you escape out of your house, and then go into the airspace, like go into my car, in my driveway, and it is just as imposing, the chemical suffocation. And that is what I suffered last night and this morning. And I wound up leaving my home as usual. And I just returned from Michigan. I left for a minute to try to escape these attacks. And guess what? I went to a building and lived there for a minute where the tenants were dying. So I had to leave again. And it is really disconcerting when you can't live and habitate in your own home. I can't live and habitate in my own home. I pay taxes here. I live in my own home and cannot sustain a consistent residence here. I'm leaving in and out all the time, going to hotels, going out of the way because I'm attacked in my home. In my home. This is my home. And yet, the military, the U.S., AT&T, because they own the towers that are here, situated right next to my home, AT&T. And I've driven other places, and believe me, I see these cell towers in isolated fields away from residences. And yet, these towers are stuck up under my house, just right at my property line, right at my property line. In fact, I have to check to see if it's crossing my property line. And my sister died the same way. I know now that she died the same way. I thought her problems were just heart problems. She died in just the same way I have suffered these attacks, because I have now discovered that these attacks can be lethal. I'm sorry, this is the extreme of our government. It is an extreme of AT&T. And it is most brutal. And the attacks oftentimes occur at night. There's still a little effect of this attack looming right now. I'm having some difficulty breathing. It is very difficult. And I don't know what to do. It is an attack again. I'm going to report and continue to report. And that's why I've launched my campaign. That's all I'll say. But I mean, it's difficult. It's a very difficult situation to be in, where I'm forced out of my home almost every day because of these attacks, and then leaving my property because I can't breathe. And I know my neighbors are suffering. I can't see it, but one thing I did see today and notice when I went to Barnwell is I noticed a lot of ambulances, sirens today. And I said, oh, wow, that is the result of these chemicals that have been dispensed in the air here. Chemicals, people getting sick, people are suffering. And so, thank God. I mean, I thank you, Jesus. I've survived another attack, but these attacks are so brutal. I mean, I want to compare it to, I don't know, the most brutal beating one could get. A beating, I mean, the suffocation is what it is. It's a suffocation chemical. So you have planes, and I surmise the military planes of the U.S. government, dispensing chemicals that will cause suffocation in vulnerable individuals. That's murder. That's murder. That's plain murder. That's intentional murder. Intentional murder. And I explained yesterday about the Baltimore attacks. Again, it is another crash. And the funny thing is, my prayer group last Friday night, I talked to them about crashes and seeing crashes in the past. And in the tail of the dragon, that is Satan himself, crashes. And sometimes during a prayer call, I have a prophetic vision. And last Friday, I had a prophetic vision of a serpent being in my, like it was in hanging, the head, the serpent hanging in my face. And when I first saw it, it had had a lot of teeth in its mouth, but they were broken teeth and skinny teeth. And I did not know it would be that kind of vicious attack. And so I think it's Revelation 19 or 21 talks about the dragon and Satan. I mean, I don't think they speak of the dragon and Satan, I believe, being two individual beast images, entities. And I have seen the head of Satan, his mouth. And his mouth was closed. Not really. I mean, maybe it was, you know, well, I could see his teeth. And the teeth I saw were rotted out and, you know, just sideways, and something wrong with his teeth. That was last Friday night, and then I experienced the horrible, horrific attack that I experienced last night. It's very difficult to endure. And really, to endure really successfully, I go to my doctor very soon. I'm not going to say what day, very soon. And I'm going to ask again for testing about my lungs and any other part of my body that may have been impacted by these severe chemical attacks. Very brutal. Illegal attacks. These are illegal attacks because they aim to kill. They aim to maim and kill. And this is a U.S. government entity waging an attack on civilians here in the U.S. Me. Thank God, once again, I survived these attacks. I'm taking steps to report them eventually today. Report them and make a record of these very severe attacks. I don't know why we have an EPA and we don't have oversight of these very vicious attacks. I've been talking about this forever and how negligent the EPA is. And I would soon be filing complaints against the EPA for not doing its job, but I have problems with my computers. Again, what it is, it's a heat. It is a hot, vicious heat when I plug up my computer, another electronic device, and it is so hot that it hits me in the chest. It brutalizes my chest area. And my heart, again, could very well be impacted. And so I have to abandon the use of my electronic. I have to actually abandon, knowing I have things to do. I have to abandon it because I'm forced to. It's a very dangerous exercise. to type up a paper on my computer. And I've offered again and again and again to polygraph about these things, to polygraph about the danger I've endured here. I mean, anyone looking at the military planes flying can probably deduce that there's some other stuff going on here that's dangerous. But the chemical attacks, they're brutal. And I don't know, there's some people that have died like they did in Michigan, died right on my floor, three or four of my neighbors surrounding me. And here again, there's at least one elderly woman that doesn't live too far from him. She died. And I don't know what the other statistics may be. But I know today, as I traveled to Barnwell, there were ambulances. Ambulances. I'm not going to say ambulances everywhere, but noticeable ambulances with their sirens going. All right, and so, I'm seeking coverage for my dog, the animals that are affected by these attacks. I believe the animals are suffering greatly during these attacks. And it's like if you try to cover your nose, and I've used a mask today, eventually, and it helps, but if you try to cover it too much, it augments the feeling of suffocation caused by the chemicals. I'm recording it here on the Political Strategist. It is a real event. It is a real event. This follows on the heels of the Baltimore tanker ship crash. I call it a terrorist event that took place yesterday. I believe it was yesterday morning. And I'm going to go over the coincidental factors on another podcast that I'm about to do here on the Political Strategist. But it's just amazingly awful, amazingly horrible what this country, this government is capable of and right in the presence of everyone, right in front of audience, of active viewing, watching audience, an educated audience, an intelligent audience. And yet they persist with these murder attempts. Thank you for tuning into the program. Thank you for your faithfulness to the podcast, The Political Strategist. Thank you. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I'm sorry. And thank you for tuning in. Talk to you next time.
You may not have car at all. But remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lean. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lean. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lean. Drive a great big Cadillac. Gangsta white walls, TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car. Brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean.